The campaign to find the abducted Nigerian girls has gotten a lot of strength from the flood of social media messages using the hashtag #BringBackOurGirls. Plus the very personal close-up portraits of young women in Africa that accompany them. Just one big problem, though. The photos being used were taken years ago in Guinea-Bissau, a country about 1,000 miles west of Nigeria. These photos have been seen by millions of people around the globe now, and these girls have become the face of the campaign. Amy Vitale is the photographer who took the pictures, and she joins us now. So tell us about the girls in your photographs, Amy.
Those girls are actually very close to my sister and myself. My sister was in the Peace Corps living in this village in Guinea-Bissau, and she spent 2.5 years there. I visited 3 separate times, and I actually lived in this village for 6 months, learned some of the language, Pular, and this story was one of the first stories I ever did, and I made a promise to those girls and everybody that I photographed that I would be honest in the stories and not misuse their pictures.
And these girls in Guinea-Bissau, they weren't kidnapped victims. They weren't in a crisis of any sort. They were just living their lives, right?
They're just living their lives. And things are actually getting better in many ways. This was a story about girls going to school. And the villagers were very excited about sending their girl children to school, which was very different from the first time I visited and when my sister was in the Peace Corps in 1993. So I was trying to tell a story of hope.
Tell me a bit about one or two of these girls that you photographed in Guinea-Bissau and what struck you about them.
Well, one of the images that was probably used the most was a photo of Genebou Balde, who was a cousin of one of the families that I lived with. She was inside the school waiting for the teacher to come, and I just took a portrait of her. And people, actually, while I was visiting, they brought a generator they had never had electricity in this village, ever. And they brought a generator and had a celebration there. And, you know, things are changing, and that was the point of it.
Do you know if any of these girls in Guinea-Bissau, like Genebou, does she know that her face has kind of become part of this Bring Back Our Girls campaign? Have you spoken with them?
I do not know if Genebou or anybody from the village has seen it. I suspect the people living in the village may not have, because there is no electricity there right now. People do have cell phones, though, and it is very possible that somebody visiting one of the bigger nearby towns could have seen it.
Do you have kind of any sense of how their lives could be stigmatized by this misappropriation of images?
Well, just like any human being, how would you feel if your daughter's face was there representing abducted, possibly sexually trafficked girls? This would have been unacceptable to do in the USA and the West, and parents probably would have found out really quickly. And those same norms should be applied regardless of where the child comes from.
Photographer Amy Vitale, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.